to sing for him, to play music for him. I'm sure he's here.
Like it. South Kootenai Radio.
Glides through the sky, captured my heart in the blink of an eye. From the Gallatin River to Lake Pontchartrain, the stars all will twinkle at the sound of her name. Sometimes at night I look in my stars as I look out across the bay, hear an old-fashioned waltz as we echo and sway. Come on, pitch a tent and we'll stay out all night. That sliver of moon, that swing of delight, that smile on your face lets me know how you feel. It's best when the dance is simple and real. Come on, let's dance.
tells me that she can't comply. The way that I feel and the look in my eyes. She says it's what it is, that she don't feel like me. And then I take Kathy's hand. Like a top as we glide through the air. I see every great river in the waves of her hair. Don't need to pitch a tent, but we'll stay here for now, and we'll find a good spot if hearts will.
I'm trying to say it's frightened like me at all these emotions of mine keep holding me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm boneless love. Yeah, yeah. I'm boneless love. I'm boneless love. Just ask the exes.
Get a table near the street, in our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant. Job, I got a good office, I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago, you lost weight, I did not know. You ever looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
Stay tuned for more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
Everybody's wondering what's coming next.
Love. Support for this podcast comes from Regis, the global solution for growing companies, offering flexible workspace in 1,800 locations worldwide. Learn more at regis.com/radio.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Ukraine's new prime minister meets with President Obama today at the White House. Arseniy Yatsenyuk is asking the West to help defend his country from Russia. NATO says two surveillance planes are monitoring Russian troops in Crimea. A spokesman says the airborne warning and control system aircraft will stay in airspace over Poland and Romania. Meanwhile, in Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the European Union is preparing to impose further sanctions against Moscow.
The EU and G7 are issuing a new warning to the Russian government not to accept the outcome of Sunday's referendum in Crimea, expected to confirm the peninsula's desire to become part of Russia. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso.
We call on the Russian Federation to cease all efforts to annex Ukraine's autonomous Republic of Crimea.
EU leaders last week demanded Russia open direct talks with the new Ukrainian government and make progress quickly or face sanctions. These are expected to include visa bans and asset freezes on Russian officials and military officers linked to the Crimean conflict. Without a quick reversal, sanctions are likely to be introduced on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The head of Malaysia's transportation ministry, Hiz Hamuddin Hussein, says a growing number of resources are being used to find an airliner that disappeared Saturday.
The way forward, ladies and gentlemen, is to bring more experts to analyze both the civilian and the military data in the east or in the west, on land or in the water.
Hussein says efforts are now focused on two areas, one in the South China Sea and the other in the Strait of Malacca. The BBC's John Sudworth reports relatives of those aboard the missing aircraft are following every detail of the search.
Around 300 of them crowded into a conference room to hear from the airline's representatives and Malaysian government officials. There was a torrent of questions, with one of the first to be asked eliciting a small but compelling detail about the last words Malaysian air traffic control heard from the pilots. With the plane at the boundary between Malaysian and Vietnamese airspace, out over the South China Sea, the Malaysian tower radios that it is handing it on to Ho Chi Minh City Control. All right, roger that, comes the reply from the flight deck. Minutes later, the plane had disappeared.
That's the BBC's John Sudworth reporting. Officials say 42 aircraft, 39 ships, and 12 countries are now part of the search. The 59-year-old civilian defense contractor accused of giving U.S. military secrets to his 27-year-old Chinese girlfriend will reportedly plead guilty tomorrow in Honolulu. The FBI says the man handed over classified documents on war plans, nuclear weapons, and missile defenses, among other secrets. He allegedly took the documents from the U.S. Pacific Command in Honolulu, where he worked. He was arrested last March. And a Missouri law requiring protesters to stay at least 300 feet away from funerals will remain in effect. The law was put in place after members of a Kansas church that opposes homosexuality protested the funeral of a Missouri soldier. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court in Washington has sided with the Environmental Protection Agency on requirements to control soot pollution control from certain older power plants. A group representing utility companies had argued that the requirements were too burdensome. The regulations cover pollution control equipment for power plants built in the 1970s that burned fossil fuels. The court says the EPA gave a reasonable explanation for the requirements. Republicans have held on to a Florida congressional seat that has been in GOP hands for more than 40 years. David Jolly, a former aide to the late Representative C.W. Bill Young, beat Democrat Alex Sink in a special election Tuesday. The two campaigns spent millions of dollars on the race. Young died last October. Winter is making a comeback this week. As NPR's Luis Schiavone reports, the Midwest and Northeast are bracing for another blast of cold and snow.
After more than 75 inches of snow this winter, Chicago was basking in temperatures above 50 degrees on Tuesday. But forecasters say that's all about to change. The National Weather Service says a storm developing over the middle Mississippi Valley will eventually leave 8 inches of snow in Chicago, then move on to northern Indiana and towards the Northeast. The weather system is associated with radical temperature changes. In Indianapolis, for example, a temperature drop of about 40 degrees over a 24-hour period is predicted. Spring weather is expected to fight its way back by the end of the week. Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
The British man credited with the creation of the World Wide Web says it's time for a digital bill of rights. Tim Berners-Lee was interviewed by the Guardian newspaper. He says it would be appropriate for the 25th anniversary.
love you, gal. Always keep it on. Baby,
South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll. We ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing as majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight, and for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening, as the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning, tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsake, tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the mad, mystic hammering of the wild, ripping hail, the sky cracked its palms in naked wonder as the clinging of the church bells blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder, striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind, and the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position, tolling for the tongues with no place to bring their thoughts, all down in taken for granted situations, tolling for the deaf and blind, tolling for the mute, for the mistreated, mateless mother, the mistitled prostitute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far-off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting, electric light still struck like arrows fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing, as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours, for they hang suspended. As we listened one last time, and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching whose wounds cannot be nursed, or the countless confused accused misused, strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
no one standing overhead. Conversation didn't mean much. We were hungry, but we could not be fed.
Jam to the our local broadcasting, such as Mountain Jam, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
There's a little cafe on the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me food, make my mouth water.
Cigarette, I'm
Australia.